Hello again and welcome everybody to BitNote. It is David Collins here where we'll be talking about video game music and the games that they're from. Hope to have a good show for you tonight, so enjoy. Hello again and welcome everybody back to BitNote. We took a bit of a break over the summer, but we are back right now and we got some new, great new video games, great new video game music, and a lot of cool stuff to talk about. So, I hope you enjoy yourself. This is broadcasting live from Dublin South FM. I hope you enjoy. So, let's start things off. In case you've been paying any attention, a lot of stuff is going on in the video game industry at the moment. The major players in the industry have both announced and will be soon to release powerful new consoles that will try to push forward the cutting edge of video game technology, graphics, power, and just basically really push forward the limits and everything that's technically possible. So I decided to take this opportunity to talk about Flash games. Yes, Flash games, the games that run in your browser when you're browsing the internet and suddenly a game pops up and you play it. I thought that was a great thing to talk about. In all fairness, Flash games generally tend to get overlooked. If you're casual and just fun, you might put up a browser and play the odd game. And if you're really hardcore into games, the chances are you might always tend to dismiss these games as just little silly things that are insubstantial. And even though, of course, most of them are substantial, I think the gamers themselves know that they shouldn't, you know, judge an entire genre or style of video games just from a few points, because a lot of people tend to judge video games as a whole just in a few select games. So, pushing aside a lot of the stuff that I'm not that keen on, I've come across with a couple of really cool Flash games that you can find online that are actually pretty cool, pretty fun to play, and what's more, they're completely free. You just go to the website, you play it, and then you can play it immediately. Usually just Google search the title and they'll come up somewhere. But I think that there are some pretty interesting ones. In fact, the first one that I'm going to talk about now is actually something that does, it's a Flash game that does something that no other game that I'm aware of has actually tried to do. So, before I actually start talking about the game, why didn't I break the habit of a lifetime and start playing some actual music from the game? So, sounds like a good idea? I thought so. Have a listen. And what you just heard there was Intense Argument by Bleak Prospects. It is from the game Socrates Jones, Pro Philosopher by Connor Fallon and Valeria Reznitskaya. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, so what's so special about this game? And then you might also be wondering, wait, what's up with that title? Did it say Philosopher? And the answer is yes, it is a game about philosophy. But don't worry, it is not threatening or obscure or impenetrable. I don't think that there's any very few other games that deal with philosophy, except, of course, that Sophie's World CD-ROM that was released in the early 90s. And I never got to play that. I just came across it when I was browsing an abandonware site. Anyway, essentially speaking, it's actually a pretty interesting and fun and whimsical video game. It kind of takes a few cues from the Phoenix Wright series, but essentially, you're basically this accountant called Socrates Jones. Yes, the name is kind of a coincidence. And essentially, through you meet up your you've got a daughter who's really, really into philosophy and everything and studying it and everything. And through a crazy scenario, you end up with your life on the line. And the only thing that's going to stop your life from not being on the line is to make a strong argument about the nature of morality. Yes. So essentially, it all comes down to you've got to make an argument that can stand about the nature of morality, something that philosophers have been trying to do for millennia at this stage. So you're kind of in a pickle, but don't worry, because essentially the chance that the reason your life is on the line is also giving you the chance to speak to some great philosophers from all time, including Kant, Hobbes, your three pro. So you've got all these philosophers that are, of course, long dead, but you can talk with them, and your challenge is to talk with them and try to figure out what is their view, what is the nature of philosophy, what is the nature of morality. And basically the whole game is a debating game. You're going through all these great philosophers trying to figure out what their view of the nature of morality is and trying to see if it will stand up to help you form your own theory on your own belief on this whole subject. And it sounds kind of crazy, but it's also, it is crazy, but it's a lot of fun, and it actually does teach you a lot about philosophy in a really fun way. The storyline is pretty whimsical. The debating mechanics is pretty cool as well. Basically, they'll go through an argument piece by piece, and for each part of their argument, you can either ask them for more details, ask how that's relevant to the actual argument, or ask them to back up their statement. So what you're doing for most of the game is just dealing with all these great philosophers who are giving forth their opinions, and you're trying to catch them, well, not really catch them out, but just trying to figure out what they're doing, and then if they say something earlier on, see if you can press that against them. There's this whole dynamic play about, as you go through it, trying to listen to their arguments and see if you can break it down or understand it in a lot of way. And it's actually pretty interesting. And not just, you know, a lot of these mechanics were a bit from Phoenix Wright, where basically you're doing kind of a similar thing. You know, you're basically defending, you know, the prosecution is making some argument against your client and you're trying to punch holes in the argument. And indeed, the games share a lot in similar. They've got that whole sort of humor thing to it. I mean, earlier one stage is going, philosophy, you know, morality is about the diameter of the moon. And then later on, someone says, morality doesn't come from like rocks. And you can ask, does it come from the diameter of the moon? No. And then you go, damn it, I knew that earlier guy was wrong. But there's a whole nice little dynamic. There's a whole lot of energy. All the philosophers you have are very, you know, whimsical and caricatures, and it's a lot of fun. And it's also kind of interesting because as you speak to each of them, you've got Hobbes telling us about the social contract, how the only reason morality exists was because we have contracts with each other, in agreements with each other in order to survive. But of course, we're all just nasty, brutish, short and ugly humans who just go to war in a second. You've got Kant, who seems to have a bit more impenetrable ideas about how its morality is just what the intention is, not the result. You've got Heathrow, who's basically giving the more religious angle to morality. And you've got all these different sorts of things, each one trying to tell their own morality. But in the meantime, you're kind of struggling in the middle, trying to ask them all questions, progress the story, and try to come up with the final answer that'll get you through it. And it's just great that the whole thing is about asking questions, about learning, about breaking down arguments, and about debating in a lot of ways. And that's something that so few games or even things teach about. So just to talk about it, I mean, the game is Socrates Jones, pro philosopher, and like I said, if you just search that, you'll be able to get any. There are a couple of websites, and you can just play it immediately online on the computer. It'll even save your progress. So if you close the browser and open up in that same browser, you'll be able to continue on when you cut off. So definitely, I recommend it. And of course, it's got a very nice set of music by Bleak Prospects. I think I'll just throw on another quick freak bit of music from that game. And there you go. That was Nonsense by, as I said, Bleak Prospects. It's also from the game. The music in the game is very well structured. When things get racy and tense and you're not sure, then the music ramps up and it gets very anxious. And then when... And then when it's just normal, it's just tense and then ramps up and get anxious. Then when you suddenly find a break in the argument and push it to them, you get the music changes again. And then towards the end, you get a nice sort of peaceful bit of music just to really balance it off and end the chapter as you get ready for the next bit. It's a great use of things. Like I said, even the developer admits that they kind of had that sort of musical progression off from the Phoenix Wright games, but it just works so well. I mean, it's a great example. It's interesting about how you can take mechanics from a game that's a lot of fun and then just apply it in order to teach a subject like philosophy in a way that, you know, just, I mean, without Phoenix Wright, this game wouldn't exist, and I wouldn't have learned a bit more about philosophy and some of the more philosophers at the time, as well as a bit about the nature of morality. It's, the game just really has a good vibe about learning and everything. And of course, like I said, it's got a good sense of humor. Any time a philosopher can make an argument, you can try to rebut it. And one of the pieces of information that you can always say is that your face is ugly. So no matter what they say, if they say something like, you know, it's natural that morality doesn't come from rocks and trees, therefore it's all morality is relative. You can just say, you are wrong because your face is ugly. I was almost disappointed that you can't actually use that argument any time and have it be successful or make a point, but I think that's kind of the point of the game. I'm going to leave you with one track before I move on to the next track, until I move on to the next game. This is Reflection from Socrates Jones, and like I said, it's from one of the more slower paced parts of the game. Okay, so enough about Socrates Jones, pro philosopher, which, like I said, I recommend. Let's move on to another game. It is common in some ways. It is Flash. It is free to play and download. And of course, there's just one other thing about it. It's called Frog Fractions, but while it tries to say it's about educational game about fractions, it has one slight thing about it. It doesn't actually teach fractions, which kind of goes against the point, but let me wind up and explain. Earlier on in the game, everything's going fine. Essentially, it's about frog fractioned. You find yourself as a frog on a lily pad in the center of a pool, and all these mosquitoes come down. Your objective is to, and flies come down. They're trying to attack the fruit, so you've got to shoot out your tongue and basically lick up all these mosquitoes. Everything's going fine and relaxed, and we've got a nice sort of ambient sort of music playing. Everything's going well. You're using your tongue to get all the flies, and you get upgrades, and you find you're able to upgrade it. So you got this nice electrostatic thing with your tongue, and here's one thing that's kind of funny. You're able to take up some of the flies, and you're given a score in the form of a fraction. And this fraction gets added to your score, and your score is displayed as a fraction, but you're not actually learning much about fractions in the process. So things continue on, and you play it, you manage to get upgrading, and you get more upgrades, and then suddenly you find out that one of them has your ability to turn your lily pad into a dragon. And then you're able to go underwater and collect a bunch of fruit that's collected in the bottom. And with all this fruit, you're suddenly able to get a massive upgrade that kind of, without spoiling too much, lets you go into outer space. Thank you. So, things kind of go a little crazier from there. I mean, this is a game that kind of starts seemed like it's nice, atmospheric, frog in a pond, simple mechanic sort of game that tries to teach you fractions and just gets started. Starts getting very bizarre. A lot of the scores you start getting, you start end up going on a frog, flying a dragon through an asteroid field, where people that you don't know suddenly start chiming in, sending communications in the style of Star Fox, saying to be careful and watch out and don't let those rocks push you around. And then I kind of try to, but the rock pushed me around, and suddenly he chimed back in and said, "We told you not to let those rocks pushed around. You let them do that. You shouldn't." And I was going, "Oh, damn it!" But the point was things. That was really only where it started to get crazy, because when you get to a planet and then you start talking with the people, and yeah, it only starts to get more and more crazy at that stage. It involves running for president, involves trying to, it involves this whole simulation game involving selling bug porn, and it also ends up with some crazy aquatic sections that try to teach you an extremely convoluted thing of the history of boxing. Now, I'm sure to say, what does the history of boxing have to do anything? And if you're going to make the history of boxing, wouldn't you at least make it be actually accurate rather than making a bunch of non sequiturs? It doesn't make any sense. It seems to, far from be educational, seem to actually deliberately try to teach you miseducation that's completely false and inaccurate, is more likely to mislead you in your actual learnings. And I'd say, yeah, I mean, probably you shouldn't be doing this stuff, and it also sounds crazy, and I'm not quite sure what's going on and what the heck is a developer actually thinking. But I'd also say, you know, there is something to this, and I have no clue what it is. But maybe you guys should judge for yourselves, because I've got the track with that history of boxing, and even though it mightn't actually help you understand the sanity of either the video game or the history of boxing or anything in general, it might at least give you some insight as to what sort of mind actually decided to create this game. In any event, let's just play it and hope for the best. And before I just do, let me just say this is Frog Fractions. It is made by Twinbeard, and the music apparently is also composed by Twinbeard. That's from what I've been able to say. But what I'm about to play you right now is called, as you have guessed, A History of Boxing.
As conceived in 1632 by Portuguese printing press operator André Felipe, boxing was a gentleman's game in which two men would square off and regale each other with stories monotonous for days on end, until one of them fell to the ground from boredom or exhaustion. Over the next few years, the new sport developed a respectable following of a few hundred local socialites. It was Felipe's son, André Felipe Felipe, who developed what he called the punching strategy in 1637, after seeing a schoolboy strike another in anger, causing him to fall down. When André Felipe Felipe challenged the then champion, British expatriate Sleepless Bill Bishop, to a match, Bishop was the odds-on favourite. You can imagine his surprise when, while he was describing what he had had for breakfast that morning, André walked up and thumped him in the neck, sending him down for the count, in the parlance of our time. While it was universally agreed that the boy had violated the spirit of the game, officials were unable to find any actual rule that punching violated, and were forced to let the victory stand. This upset caused an uproar in the boxing community large enough to spill over into local newspapers, which drew the interest of many outsiders to come see what all the fuss was about. The newcomers were enthralled to engage in these borderline barbaric displays of human strength and skill, and the rest is history. After a few spoiled sport school moms, single-minded about safety, added the padded gloves, of course. Today's boxing enthusiasts fantasize about a newcomer that would rock the ring the way Felipe did. Calcification of the modern rule set has essentially locked the punching strategy into place, but it's easy to get caught up in the fantasy. Young scholars with big dreams often enter the ring with their crazy new trick, usually a variant of hypnosis. And though they've achieved the occasional victory, none of the gimmicks have been robust enough to make it to the big time. The real wonder, though, is that André Felipe's original vision of boxing is still around. Gentlemen's boxing clubs can be found in cities all over the world. You can visit one most any day of the week and see two erudite gentlemen exchanging pleasantries in the ring. Most people only come to watch a few hours of a match and then leave. But every once in a while you'll find amongst your elders a stout fellow, a die-hard fan, who perhaps witnessed that historic battle between Felipe and Bishop, who for love of the sport must stay to witness the last glorious seconds of wakefulness slip away, only to return to fight again another day.
So, yeah, make your own judgment on that. It was quite uneducational. So maybe Frog Fractions works better as an uneducational game. It makes sense to me, at least. But that's really only the start. The game is weird, crazy, fun, and it's a good thing to just throw in front of someone and just see how long they'll go thinking it's a standard game before it completely goes bat guano insane. So, before we, I think we'll wrap it up. There's actually a very good selection of music from that game. You can play it, and you can also buy it from Bandcamp. If you just search Frog Fractions on Bandcamp.com, or just look up Frog Fractions, you'll find the link there. Anyway, works. And you can buy pretty much the entire soundtrack for that game, which is good, because it's got some other good tracks on it. Some from a wide variety of genres. You'll have to take a listen for yourself, but you can obviously listen before buying, so it doesn't worry that much. So, so I think that's a bit enough of our frogs and our fractions by this stage. So, like I said, Frog Fractions by Twinbeard. And I think that actually, screw it. There's one other track I got to play from that. It's a bit of fun, but hope you enjoy. And that was Eyes Open, but from Frog Fractions by Twinbeard. And what that has to do with Frog Fractions, you'll just have to play the game to completely not in any way find out. All right, we're wrapping up to a close. There was one other game I was hoping we'd talk about, but we don't have time. I'll just talk about it next week, so make sure you're listening. And I'll leave you with the credits track from Socrates Jones, Pro Philosopher. Like I said, it was composed by... Bleak Prospects. And I hope you enjoy it. So, this has been David Collins with BitNote. Thank you for listening, and all the best. Glad to be back.